This is Virginia Reloaded, presented by Gun Owners of America, fighting for your rights in the Commonwealth and beyond.
Hello, my name is John Crump. I'm the Virginia Director of Gun Owners of America, DC's only no-compromise gun lobby. I am joined tonight by my esteemed co-host of the Gorillas and Guns channel, Scott Ayers, better known as Silverback Bananas. Today we're going to be talking about the anti-gunners that won the Democratic primary in the state of Virginia, and plus what's going on with this new pistol brace regulations. And can we live with it, or can we live without it? And what we can do to fight back against the anti-gun ATF. But before we get into that, I want to say, Scott, how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good, John. Just moving along here, you know, day by day, just doing what we can, you know. Lots of weird stuff coming down the pipe right now, you know, pistol braces, 80%, all that weird stuff going on. Something we got to definitely keep an eye on and push to make it so it doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to fight back. Fighting back is something that we really, really need to do, because if we don't, we're going to lose our rights. We have to defend our rights, basically, is what I'm saying.
Most definitely.
If we don't defend our rights, then we are doomed to lose them.
And as they say, freedom is not free. So, you know, and I know there's a lot of people out there who just want to be left alone. But guess what? You're not going to be left alone until you stand up and tell them that, you know, and put them in their place. You know, it's like a bully. You know, when a bully's picking on you, he's going to continue picking on you and hitting you and picking on you until you finally hit him back and, you know, let him know that you're not to be reckoned with. So, you know, that's it. I mean, the government's the same way. They're just nothing but a bunch of big bullies.
Yeah, they definitely are. And that's one of the things that I cannot stand. I cannot stand a bully, so I will fight back. And I have fought back, and I will continue to fight back. There are some people out there that don't believe that we should be leaving comments about any of this stuff, but we really need to, because, you know, we just can't put our head in the hole and be like, oh, blah, 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 we can't hear you. Let's go ahead and fight back.
I'm all for that.
Yeah. Before we get into everything, did you hear this is going to be the last year of the Knob Creek machine gun shoot?
Really? No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. That kind of sucks.
Kind of sucks. It sucks, like, massively.
Right. So I better make sure I go to this one, because I don't want to miss the very last one. You know, this, it will be my first and my last. Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, 50 years.
Right. They've been doing it a long time, man. It's become a tradition.
Yeah, but they're not going to be doing it anymore after this year, which is kind of...
I wonder what the change is. Why?
Why? I honestly don't know. I wish I would know, but I don't know. Okay, do you want to get to today's gun?
Actually, yeah, let's check it out. Let's see what we got.
Actually, I think we already did that one. So let me go to another one here. All right, let's see. These are guns, I should say. Let me just open this up in a new tab. And let's take a look here. This is from Mr. Richard Hughes, who is a member of the Black Swan media family here. And let me just go ahead and bring this up. I think this one is it. Yes. It looks like he has a few here.
Yep.
It looks like one's an AR pistol in 9mm. Oh, this is fake money, by the way.
Yeah, that's that stuff Tyven got him onto.
Yeah. Looks like he has an AR pistol chambered in 9mm with no pistol brace on it. Let's see what else he has here. I think that's a high point, actually, in a bullpup chassis.
Oh, okay. So that's the converted one. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind doing that with mine. I think that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it does. It looks really cool. And the third one, it has a big ass scope on it. And I think that's just a AR-15.
With a scope like that, and it's not an AR-10?
I'm looking at it. I don't think it's an AR-10.
Yeah, that Magwell looks too small to be an AR-10 for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely would assume that would be an AR-10, but the Magwell is too small. Hi, Skip out there and Appalachian Gunner and the people on Facebook. I cannot see who you are unless you click and allow Facebook to allow me to see who you are. It's something annoying, but it's something that Facebook does. All right, buddy. Lots been going on in the state of Virginia and nationally. We have two things I really want to dig into. One thing is on the national level, the other one is on a state level. Do you want to go national or do you want to go state?
Let's cover state first.
All right, state. The Democrats had their primaries, and a couple things. A bunch of anti-gunners got nominated, as we expect. Terry McAuliffe, I mean McAuliffe, sorry. Is going to be their nominee for governor, which is better than Justin Fairfax, but still pretty bad.
Well, I mean, he didn't do anything for the state of Virginia the first time he was in office, so I can imagine the train wreck he'd bring this time.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna bring a train wreck. I see M. Gabriel out there. Hi, M. Gabriel. Yes, and I did see the Montana governor did sign a SAPA Act, which is Second Amendment Protection Act, into law, which is
Right on.
awesome. I wish we can get something like that in Virginia, but I don't think we're going to. So
Right.
McAuliffe is running. He was governor before. In Virginia, we have a rule here where you cannot be governor twice. Consecutively, so you can run for governor, take a year, take a term off, then run for governor again. So yeah, Missouri. Sorry, not Montana. Missouri. Sorry, I always do that. Missouri. So he is going to be running on a very anti-gun platform, but not as anti-gun as Justin Fairfax. But he will be pushing anti-gun policies, and we're gonna have to fight back against those anti-gun policies. Youngkin right now blows him out of the water. Glenn Youngkin is the guy running on the Republican side. Youngkin blows him out of the water on gun rights.
Okay, good. I don't know how true it is, but they're said that there's some ties between like Soros and all that with Youngkin, but I don't know how true that is. But
I mean, they also said Sears is a communist because she had an E in her name. They don't
right,
play
yeah,
calculate, so.
that three banded E, yeah,
Yeah,
people
Winston
come out with
Sears.
some pretty crazy things,
So I mean, I'm not sure what I think about that. I
right.
don't see any evidence. Hello, Chris Bullis out there. I see Chris Bullis out there
Yeah,
in the audience too.
Chris is a great guy.
Yeah, I don't see any evidence of him being some type of Soros plant.
Right.
But yeah, I can tell you one thing, he's a lot better than McAuliffe, if he is.
I mean, a lot of people seem kind of excited for him because he's not a politician, and has never been a politician. I mean, and they're kind of like, well, if you look at like what Trump did, now this guy could be like almost doing the same thing, you know, because he came in not as a politician, and that's the same thing Youngkin's doing. He's coming in not as a politician. So it's kind of like a fresh new set of eyes, you know?
Yeah, but he's a little bit more controlled than Trump.
Yeah. He's definitely a lot more refined.
Yeah, he doesn't have a Twitter addiction.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so he is definitely a little bit more controlled than Trump. And he is not a politician. Hello, Archangel. How are you doing, my friend, out there?
Yeah. What's up, brother?
So a lot of people are excited about Youngkin, and he's better than McAuliffe. Mm-hmm. Who I'm really excited about in Virginia is Winsome Sears, who is definitely pro-gun. A Jamaican immigrant, former Marine, very, very pro-gun. Owns ARs all the nine. So I'm really excited about her. She's going to be running against a lady called Hala Alea. Who,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah, she is anti-gun, like very anti-gun actually. So Winsome Sears is gonna be running a very pro-gun, because Second Amendment is key to her election. Because she's running on a Second Amendment platform. So, right. I'm looking forward to seeing what she can do.
Hell yeah.
But Alea is very, very anti-gun. And also, Herring is going to be running again.
Ugh.
Yeah, against Myers. So Herring is—I don't think I have to tell anyone out there. He supported the unfinished firearms ban, which did not get passed. He also supported the Assault Firearms Act, which did not get passed. And more about that later, because there's something very interesting about that. That didn't get passed either. He also tried to shut down 3D printing. He's done a lot of really negative stuff when it comes to the Second Amendment.
Yeah. And he's pretty clear on his stance, for sure. I mean, he vocalizes it.
Oh, yeah. He is a shill for Moms Demand Action in every town. He definitely is a shill for both of those groups. So we have to go ahead and fight against them, because attorney generals have a lot of power.
Right.
And he barely won last time. Like,
well, good.
Barely.
Maybe we can get him out this time.
I think we can. I honestly think we can. He is definitely vulnerable to be taken out. And Myers seems to be pro-2A. So, I won't say that we're going to be backing every Republican candidate, because we're not. But if you look in Virginia, at least, not everywhere, but in Virginia, the Republican candidates here are a lot better on the Second Amendment than the Democratic candidates.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so we will have to back Youngkin and basically the Republicans down the line. On the top of the ticket, at least. I haven't looked into all the races below that. I've looked into 100 different races going on below the main ones in Virginia. And out of those 100, there are a lot of anti-gun Democrats. But Let me get back to the assault weapons ban. The assault weapons ban in Virginia was introduced by a guy named Mark Levine,
who lost his race.
And he is gone. He got primaried.
Yep.
So he will not be back.
He lost to Elizabeth Bennett Parker.
Yeah, who's the vice mayor of Alexandria. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. She's no friend of gun owners.
No, she's backed by moms.
Yeah, she's no friend of gun owners. But Mark Levine was rabidly anti-gun.
Right.
Didn't believe that you should own any type of firearm.
Mm.
And he backed every... He was a co-sponsor on like every anti-gun bill in Virginia for like the last 3 years. Seriously.
He had his hand in all of them, huh?
He had his hand in all of them, and he is gone.
Good. Good. Yeah, well, this Elizabeth Bennett Parker doesn't seem like she's going to be too much better, you know, especially if she's backed by Moms Demand Action. I'm sure she's probably a member of that group, too.
She is anti-gun, but not as anti-gun.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. I'm very happy that Mark Levine lost. Plus, he's just so arrogant.
Mm-hmm. He lost by a landslide, from what I understand.
He lost by like 10 points. Which you have a lot to lose by in a primary if you're the if you're the incumbent.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think his arrogance kind of rubbed people the wrong way.
Right.
Because not only was he arrogant, he was a narcissist and everything else. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So in Virginia, we are going to be gearing up. We're going to be doing a few days of action, probably towards the end of the summer. We're going to start getting out the vote for these guys. And we're going to try to take back the Commonwealth, because if we can flip the governor's mansion, then we can protect ourselves from any anti-gun stuff coming down the pipe.
That's right.
And I think we are going to make some progress with pro-gunners taking back some seats and the House of Delegates. I don't know if we're going to be, I don't think we're going to be able to get enough to flip the House of Delegates.
Yep.
But I think we can definitely make some headway.
Yeah, narrow that margin a little bit for sure.
You narrow the margin, and if we can get Youngkin in there, we can take back the, or at least protect the Second Amendment.
Right.
As much as possible. It would give us veto power, and with flipping some of the seats in the House of Delegates, it will also give him a margin that he can't be overruled. So that is a very good thing.
Yep.
So that would be great.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a good start, that's for sure.
It would be a good start to taking back the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just have to work on getting out the vote things and get everything back in order and start winning back some of our rights. Yeah. Chris Bullis, yes, they are trying to get some pro-gun stuff passed in your state. Hopefully that they will be able to get them through, because in Virginia, right now we're playing defense. NEPA Gun Talk, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, brother, how are you? Good to see you, man.
Yeah. All right, so what's your prediction on the election?
Right now, it's really too close to call anything. You know, it's like too far out, I should say, to really call anything. But you know, I'm hoping that you know, we can flip the governor's mansion, and and you know, make that red and go ahead and start bringing back some more of the House and take more of the Senate.
Yeah, Washington Post actually had an article about Youngkin saying that he has a better chance than he was like the one guy that the Democrats didn't want to face.
Right.
Because he actually has a better chance than any Republican in the last few elections.
You know, and I think so, too, just because, you know, him, his experience as being a CEO, he can create jobs. You know, he can bring back kind of the infrastructure. You know, he knows that money business. So I believe he can boost the economy here. You know, and everybody wants to see that, really, you know, because that's going to bring the state back. You know, it's a Commonwealth state. So, you know, Commonwealth states don't really rely on the government money. They rely on their own money within the state. So if he can boost back the economy and bring more jobs to the state, I think it will definitely be a good thing overall, for sure. And even a lot of people on the left side of the fence will agree with that.
Awesome. There is a person named Silverback Reviews.
Oh, yeah. That's my brother. That's my brother.
Nice. Like real brother or just YouTube?
No,
brother?
No. He's my banana brother.
I gotcha. I gotcha. I was like, well, I was just wondering there. Yeah.
He's a good dude, man. He's got some real good videos, too.
Yeah. I think we need to flip back at least one chamber, whether it's one of the chambers or it's the governor's mansion. And I think our best shot is at the governor's mansion.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. The fall will be here before we know it.
Yeah, I mean, time moves by so fast these days. And I remember when I was younger, it seemed to take forever. But now that I'm older, it's like over in a, you know, days over in a blink of an eye.
You know, time does seem faster to people up until they're about 50. Then it kind of like levels out. Which is kind of weird.
5 years for that then.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like so the way your brain processes time. Which is kind of interesting. Reading a lot of studies on it lately.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. All right. So that's what's going on in Virginia. We're gearing up. We know all the races now. Now it's time to go through the races and find out who we're going to endorse as GOA and who we are not going to endorse. So if you're out there and you are running and you're on the ballot, hit me up, man. We will talk. Oh, by the way, I forgot to put this out there, too. If you want your gun featured on Gun of the Week, you can just email me at gotw@crumpy.com. That's gotw@crumpy.com for your chance to have your gun featured as Gun of the Week.
Come on, let's see them. I'd like to see them. We've had some really nice ones come on so far. Let's continue that run.
Yeah, I've been getting so many. I've been actually doing them on my own show as well.
Right on.
Which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Putang Clan sent a couple in. I just want to show his really quick.
Yeah, he has a lot of cool little stuff.
Yeah, I still have it up, so let me just throw this up. These are his two guns here. Right. And that's wrong one. Boom. There we go.
There we go.
Those are his two. They're both 80 percenters.
I kind of like that bronzy color looking frame. It looks pretty nice.
Yeah, he did. He did that with food coloring.
Yeah, I watched one of his videos where he was dyeing a frame like multiple colors. That's a P320.
That's a JSD supply unfinished firearms 320. They're MUP1.
Yeah, there's a frame they
Patmo
have for the P320 that I really want to get, but every time I look, it's out of stock.
phone. No. Yeah, I have a JFD 320.
Right on.
Chris Bullis says he's going to send his in. The Archangel is also out there. So yeah. So I really like some of the stuff that Pewtang clan is doing.
Yeah.
All right, let's move over to the national level, why don't we? We all know the comment period is open for unfinished firearms, frames, and receivers. It's about a little bit over 30 days into that. About, I guess, around like 40 days into that, actually. On in a 90-day comment period. So we're almost halfway through that. Now we have another comment period that is open, and that is for the pistol brace regulations. If you don't know, there is a new rule, proposed rule from the ATF about pistol braces.
These rules are absurd, man.
Yeah, it actually gives a checklist, and you can only have a total of 4 points. And like, there's almost no pistol braces on the market on an AR that would actually qualify as a pistol brace and not a stock. For example, some of the stuff, it's like surface area is one of the credentials. Whether it has an elastic band, whether it closes around the arm, whether it's designed after a stock, whether it can fit on a regular buffer tube. You know, it's really ridiculous.
Okay, so and I know there was something about sights too. I seen that.
Yes, if this is ridiculous, so you only have 4 points. If you have flip-up sights, that's a point. So you actually get a point. So basically, almost every pistol AR is gonna have flip-up sights.
And what about, say, what if you have an AK pistol and it has that front sight on it, but you put a red dot on it? You
Red
know,
dot would
what?
be 2 points.
And that's like a fixed front sight on there, so you can't take it off.
Yeah. So a red dot would be 2 points. And the ATF says they don't see a reason why anyone would have a red dot on a pistol.
Okay. I don't know. I see a lot of those competition guys out there with red dots on their pistols.
Yeah, really.
Oh, there's one right there.
Yeah. Hello, Swamp Dog Armory. Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, man. So basically, 2 points for a red dot, 1 point for flip-up sights. It gives an example of like, hey, look, we're not banning all this. Look, this SB Mini would not be considered, it's only 3 points. It wouldn't be considered a stock. It would still be a pistol brace. Unless you wanted to have sights. Once you put a sight on your pistol, then guess what? It's over 4 points.
Okay, so we're not supposed to have sights on it, so we can't aim at what we're, see what we're aiming at properly. Can't aim properly. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, we're just gonna shoot blindly, willy-nilly.
Yeah, the maximum overall length has to be less, has to be 25 inches or less.
So if it's over 25 inches,
It's an
that's
SBR
okay.
automatically.
Oh, it becomes an SBR. So if it's under 25 inches,
It
what is it?
can be a brace pistol.
It can be a braced pistol. So that means it's null and void. It doesn't have the, it doesn't apply to these new rules or.
No, well, the thing is, if it's over tw if it's 26 inches or above, then it's automatically an SBR no matter what. No matter what type of brace you have on there.
Okay, so then that means $200 tax stamp, right?
$200 tax stamp, yes.
So if it's under the 25 inches, it's a braced pistol, and what is that?
Well, if it's under 25 inches, it could be a brace pistol if you don't have any sights on it, And you just have an SB Mini on there. Basically any other one, then yeah, it's a.
So any other one would be an SBR regardless of the size, is what you're saying?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so okay. So that's every pistol out there.
Yeah, I don't see any way that you can do a pistol and not have it be an SBR.
Right. So because a handgun is also considered a pistol, so and that's gonna be under 25 inches. Do they throw that in that category too?
Well, if you have a brace on it and yeah, it would be kind of crazy. But yeah, that would be an SBR.
So, and you said surface area. Now the surface area, that is the back of the brace.
The back of the brace.
Which could possibly be shouldered.
Yeah, possibly be shouldered.
Right.
If you want 0 points, you would have to put some type of design that would discourage shouldering. I guess like spikes or something. I don't know. But let's say you play by all definitions and you're under 4 points and you're under 26 inches and you're under the weight, which I can't remember what the weight is. The weight limit, too. You're under the weight limit.
There was a couple different weights that had to do with the length of the gun, too.
Yeah.
Or the pistol, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you're under the weight and everything. The ATF can still say, hey, you're trying to evade the NFA. Therefore, we're still going to charge you with a crime.
Right. So basically, they're also leaving it open to interpretation.
Yeah.
At the same time as they're trying to give you a set rules, right?
Yeah, it's a set of rules unless they decide they don't want those rules. Then they can still charge you with the crime.
Well, then what's the point of the rules? Really, what's the point of the rules? Why don't they just flat out say, well, if we don't like it, we're going to charge you with, you know, a crime. I mean, that's basically what they're saying in a roundabout way.
Yeah. We have a question. Does that mention muzzle devices? The muzzle device would be taken into consideration of the overall length of the firearm.
And what is the deal with the length of pull thing? Because length of pull should not be an equation in it at all, because everybody's length of pull is different. And, you know, unless they don't really actually know what the length of pull is, and they're just using that as an excuse.
Bingo. Bingo. I think you hit it right there. They're not really sure what the length of pull is.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't take a genius. I mean, he can read a gunsmithing manual and figure that out pretty quick.
Okay. You think the ETF is going to read a gunsmithing manual?
Probably not, but I mean, you would figure they would be, or they should be, you know, knowledgeable in all aspects of firearms if they're going to be the ones regulating firearms.
Yeah.
You would think.
Archangel's SBR does not identify as an NFA weapon. It identifies as a tool against tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that a lot.
A cordless hole puncher.
A cordless hole puncher. Punch holes in paper. Exactly.
Yeah.
I figure that's what most people's firearms do most of the time, is they punch holes in paper. So, majority of time, that's all they're going to be doing. Or ringing steel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mine's a steel ringer and a cordless hole puncher. Oh, and it's a demolition device too, because I can use it to put holes in broken down washing machines and dryers, old broken welders. I can test the durability of adult diapers with it.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it's a multi-tool, actually.
Yeah, there you go. It's the original Leatherman.
Yep, and we've punched out brake rotors with it before too.
Well, there you go. Yep. You know that can help keep the brakes cool, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, another thing. There is some alternatives that saying, hey, if we can't get this through, maybe we'll do one of these things. A few of them are, maybe they'll waive the tax stamp if they decide they want to do that.
So kind of like a grandfather clause for people who already have them.
Yeah, but that is just an alternative. That's not the main proposal. This is stuff that they might, they're saying, hey, these are some alternatives. You can write us in and say, hey, you should do this alternative. Doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Right.
A couple of the alternatives we came up with was waiving the $200 tax stamp, but that's not what they want to do. They want everyone to pay a $200 tax stamp on all their stuff.
Right.
Another thing is that they said they might have a grandfather clause. If enough people request a grandfather clause, they'll do a grandfather clause. They have a few different things.
Okay, so basically they put the alternatives out there as bait for saying, yes, we want you to put these regulations on us. Please do.
Yeah, basically.
That's what it sounds like, you know, because, you know, somebody writes in and says, oh, I'm okay if you do a grandfather clause. So you're okay with, you know, getting the regulations put on you as long as you don't have to pay a $200 tax stamp.
Yeah.
No. No pro to a person in their right mind would come up with such a comment.
Okay, Swamp Dog is saying this is his Glock 21. He wants us to score it. So let's say 50 GI conversion, Strike Industry mass driver compensator, Swamp Fox red dot, flip up co-witness. Okay, so his Glock 21. Okay, so a couple different things right here. The red dot, 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
The flip up fight, co-witness backup fight. That is also a point. That's 3 point right there. Buffer tube adapter. It's, okay, well, it's a tail hook. It's a non-adjustable race, but it's still a tail hook, which is based on a actual stock.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another point there. So we're 4 points right now. We're already over. Cool. And there's no strap, so that's another point. So that's 5 points.
Yep. So you're over the 4 point limit.
Yeah. No, it's actually a 3 point or below is a non SBR. 4 points and above.
Oh, okay. So that's SBR.
Definitely an SBR. No doubt about it.
What's the overall length, did he say?
He didn't give us an overall length, but it doesn't matter at that point. It's an SBR.
Right. Yeah, okay. With all the points. So, I mean, it's like a game. Let's go add them all up and see what we get.
Yeah, it really is.
Do we need calculators for this?
I guess. And they're also saying that for people who sell these, that you need to submit, they highly encourage you to submit your firearm for reexamination.
Okay, so do we actually send it to them?
Well, no, not you. Like, for example, Q.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Would send the Honey Badger in.
Right.
Or PSA would send their stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're basically going to be sending it in within a year just to be told it's an SBR.
All right.
It specifically mentions the SBA 3 in there as well.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So that one is, no matter what, well, if it has an SBA 3, it's always going to be an SBR, according to the new regulations. One of the things that they could do, if they can make it a guidance, that's another alternative they gave. Different shooting guidance and a rule is a rule has force of law. A guidance does not have rule. It does not have force of law. It's like a best practices thing.
Mm-hmm. Which really, that's what the ATF is only there for, is to make guidances, not rules of law.
Yeah, but they're making a rule of law. So have force of law. Yeah.
Well, this is how the Democrats are circumventing having to go through the judicial process, is they're having the ATF do it.
All right, good night, Archangel. Hello, Warsaw Patriot as well.
Yeah, good night, brother. Hey, Warsaw.
Yeah, so it's a rule. Yeah, rule of law, a fake law to be exact. Mm-hmm. I pretty much agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
One thing this does put into light is GOA's bump stock case out of the Sixth Circuit Court. Because a lot of the stuff they're doing is they're using Chevron deference.
Yeah.
Chevron deference means if something isn't clear, it falls back to the agency to make it clear. And they get to determine how to do that. And with the bump stocks, right? They changed the definition to make it a machine gun by doing a rule change. Well, GOA won in the Sixth Circuit. So you can't use Chevron deference in something that could be criminal.
Okay.
If this goes to the Supreme Court and GOA wins, this whole thing will be dead. Because they won't be able to do it. Use Chevron deference to make these rule changes.
Right. So here's a suggestion for that is make some donations to the GOA to help them fight this fight. Because if winning means a lot at this point. If they win and this blows all the rest of this out of the water, we got them. You know, we got them.
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it. A lot of people asked, why are you guys fighting so hard for? Why are you fighting so hard for? Bump stocks. And it was never about the bump stocks. It was always about, the ATF overstepping their bounds and changing definitions without going through Congress.
Yep.
So we fought back against that. And that's one of the reasons why we sued over that, because we knew it was going to set a nasty precedent, you know. With other stuff.
Yeah.
With 80%. With pistol braces. And it can be used with other stuff down the road. It basically gives the ATF power to make laws. And that's what we need to do. We need to keep challenging them on anything that we see that violates what we think violates the separation of the power.
Right.
And I keep on telling people, ATF was never meant to be a law enforcement agency.
No, they're not a judicial branch of government.
It didn't come out of a law enforcement agency. It didn't come out of the FBI.
Hmm.
It didn't come out of the Secret Service. It came out of the Department of Taxation, which is now known as the IRS. It was a taxation branch. And now they have an industry side and a law enforcement side. And they fall into the DOJ, which is ridiculous. This also shows why we need to oppose Chipman.
Yep. The Waco kid, as he's been referred to lately.
Yeah, because he's all for this. This is basically him who wrote this.
Oh.
If you read what he's written for Giffords, if you read what he's written for Giffords and compare it to a lot of this stuff, a lot of the stuff you see is actually coming directly from the anti-gun groups out there, the anti-gun rights groups, the anti-liberty groups, if you will, because that's what these things are. These groups like Moms Demand Action, Everytown, Giffords, Brady, they're anti-liberty, they're anti-freedom groups, they're anti-American groups. Because in America, we have the right to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by our Constitution. Our God-given right from our Creator, whether that Creator is nature, whether that Creator is the God of the Bible, whatever. It's a God-given right, and it's only acknowledged by the Constitution. The government did not give us the right to keep and bear arms, so they have no right to take it away. The government and the Constitution only acknowledges that the government cannot infringe on our rights.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You always hear this disingenuous argument. Oh, it's about a militia. It's about a militia. It's not about the people. No, we are the militia.
Right.
We are the militia for one thing. Also,
everybody leaves that last line out. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't say the right of the militia. It says the right of the people. That's because the people make up the militia.
Yeah, and rel-regulated. Well, rel-regulated. Well, you're looking at... You're using the modern definition of rel-regulated. A lot of people are on the anti-side. Instead of looking at what the definition meant when it was written. Definition when it meant was written means a well-trained militia. And here's the thing. If you have any doubts, go read the Federalist Papers. Go read the writings of Madison and Jefferson, especially Madison. He's the guy who wrote the Second Amendment, you know?
Right.
And he's very clear what he meant. And the Federalist Papers are very clear what the Founding Fathers meant with the Second Amendment. It's not the government's job, and it's not the government's place, and it's not within their power to take away a natural right. And that's what it's all about. Warsaw has a question for you.
Yeah, I just answered him.
Oh, okay. You can do it, but not. But yeah, it's ridiculous what some of these people think.
Yeah. Well, to his, like Warsaw was saying, all the ATF is for is basically money. It's like, just like the IRS, you know, it's basically like taxation without representation. So they've created just another entity to grab more money from the citizens to enlarge the government, you know, which the government is not supposed to be as large as it is. So they're creating all these new agencies and everything else and putting down more rules and this and that so they can get more money so they can fatten their pockets.
Okay. Let me just read you something. A rel-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's Madison who wrote that in the Second Amendment, right? But there's some other quotes I want to go through with Madison. Disarm the people. That's the best and most effective way to enslave them.
Mm-hmm. History has taught us that, you know. I mean, and if people can't learn from history about that very one thing and what happens and every time a population has been disarmed.
Yep. Americans have the right and the advantage of being armed. Unlike citizens from other countries whose governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. Does that sound like he's only talking about the military having arms?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. Americans need not fear the federal government because they enjoy the advantage of being armed, which you possess over the people of almost every other nation. But how can people be so disingenuous that they say that the Founding Fathers was not talking about the American population having firearms? It's just ridiculous, and it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem. Okay,
it is
so
absolutely not true.
Here's the problem. Okay, so
we as a people, as Americans, enjoy the right of being armed. We as Americans will not give up that right. I will not give up that right. Silverback, you're not giving up that right.
Oh, hell no.
I will make sure you don't give up that right. I'll I'll drag you kicking and screaming until you don't give up that right.
You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to happen. The problem with what you were saying before about the Constitution is people are looking at the Constitution, but they're not reading the Federalist Papers, where the Federalist Papers translate the meaning of the Constitution. So they're only going into it half-ass and kind of basing their own opinion off of what they're interpreting from the, you know, brief meaning of what that amendment is. And they're not going in and looking at the Federalist Papers, so they don't get the whole picture.
Yeah. They honestly don't. And they really need to, because if you haven't read the Federalist Papers, you should read the Federalist Papers. I was actually talking to someone on the anti-gun side, and I was like, well, have you ever read the Federalist Papers? And their answer was, what is the Federalist Papers? And my answer is, that is why you don't understand the Second Amendment.
They don't understand any of the Constitution if they haven't read the Federalist Papers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They don't understand the Constitution at all, and they never will understand the Constitution until they start reading it. And it's not that they can't understand the Constitution. They don't want to understand the Constitution, because the Constitution is saying, hey, these things are rights that shall not be infringed. And they don't like those rights, so they're just going to ignore those. It's like, you know, these people that want to ignore certain parts of the Constitution and pay attention to other parts. They want to ignore the rights that they don't like, and then, you know, fight for the rights they do like. Like, oh, I have free speech, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you just said something I don't like, so therefore you don't have free speech.
Right. So if I don't have free speech, then neither do you.
Yeah, I mean, free speech is there to protect the unpopular speech. And the Second Amendment is there to protect the First Amendment, and it's to protect the rights of the people. It's to protect the freedom of the people. It's to protect the liberty of the country. And as there's nothing more American than being free. There's nothing more American than looking at liberty and saying, that's what I want. You know, and there's nothing more American than a firearm. Because a firearm represents that freedom.
That's right.
A firearm represents that I will never be a slave.
You know, the freedom was built off the firearm, and that's what keeps the freedom.
Warsaw Pact says legally the Second Amendment can be removed. Well, they can remove the Second Amendment, but they cannot remove the right to keep and bear arms. We have to remember that the right to keep and bear arms and the Second Amendment are two different things. The right to keep and bear arms is a God-given right that cannot be taken away by any government, by any man, by any state. What can be taken away with the 34 states is the government's acknowledgement of that right. But that does not remove you of having that right.
Right.
Yeah. It's not good. All right, guys. That is it for this week. I am one Patreon away at patreon.com/JohnCrump. patreon.com/JohnCrump. From my goal that I want to hit at the end of June, which is 20 Patreons, and I'm at 19. And we have some really cool patches. And right now, if you become a Patreon, we have a very special offer. I have a new patch coming out, and not only will you get the Crumpy Militia patch, but you will get the new patch when it comes out. And nice. It's of my logo. And my logo is pretty cool. It's like that. It says Ever Vigilant and everything else. So that will be out shortly. And for a $5 level or above, you will get the Crumpy Militia patch and that patch. That's the only thing I want to plug besides saying go to gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org. Yep, that's one of the patch, and the other one is the logo. But if you go to gunowners.org, you can sign up for Gun Owners of America, and you can go ahead and help us win this battle against the anti-gunners. Because we have many battles ahead of us. It's going to be a long war, but I think we can win. But it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be short. Right. And it's not going to be cheap.
And you know what else is helping us in our fight right now? The fact that California, that rule that just came in from California where the judge says that the assault rifle ban that they're looking at is unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's Benitez. Benitez is what I was going to say. That it's going to get overturned in the ninth.
Yeah, but
it's great. It's great, but it's not
right.
The best in the world.
But still, if a judge from California,
but that's Benitez. That's Saint Benitez.
Saint.
Yeah, Saint Benitez. This is going to be. That's going to be his last. They're not going to give any more gun cases because he. Basically, he believes any gun law is an infringement.
Right.
We he believes everyone should have machine guns. So there you go. Yep. All right. Give us your plugs, Silver Beck.
All right. You can find me here on YouTube at Gorillas and Guns. And some of you are watching on my channel. And I thank you for coming along every week when we do this. You can also find me on Facebook at Gorillas and Guns Group on Facebook. You can find me on Patreon, and you can find me at blackswantactical.com. I also have some stuff on Gunstreamer. I think I might start pushing some more stuff over there just to get it over there and, you know, just keep filling up content there. But
you should check out Odyssey.
Priority. Yeah, I've been hearing about Odyssey. I got a friend of mine who posts a lot of stuff over there, so I may just go that route and forget about Gunstreamer. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. All right, I will be back. I have a major announcement on the Fireside Chats. But with that, I want to tell everyone out there, remember, Wolverines, buddy.
This has been Virginia Reloaded. A Gun Owners of America podcast. Tune in weekly for the latest gun news from the Commonwealth and beyond. Check out Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org.